With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Babe.
Hey again.
Hi, everyone. I don't know why I did that.
You should.
Just wanted a different intro or something.
Maybe you could sing the new Babe podcast intro.
I can try.
What would it be off the top of your head? Just riff.
Babe. 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 Babe.
I love that.
Yeah?
That's great.
It's good for now.
It went right into the red.
I knew it would. I even pulled the mic away. I was trying to do that kind of like, you know.
You were trying to do like an Ariana Grande.
Yeah, pulling the mic away because yeah. I knew the volume was just too much.
It was too much.
Anyone to handle.
What if it blows someone's eardrum out when they're listening to
I'm
it?
I'm sorry.
No, I'll equalize it. But what if someone literally you did just injure?
That could shock someone while they're driving their car. That could,
what if someone swerves off the road?
What if it was just like, babe!
Stop.
I'm just trolling the readers.
That hurt me.
Just screaming, babe.
Screaming, babe.
Scream sing. Scream out.
Babe.
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 Babe, 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 babe.
I'm already imagining people getting bored of this, so let's move on.
Okay, fine. I think that you're really confident now in calling the shots. Does two podcasts.
I settled into this seat real comfortably. And that's why it's sad. This is my last of the three.
I know. The trilogy comes to an end. Yeah, I have a really good feeling that you'll be back.
We should get like a poll going, just being like, no, like.
You just
I
love,
can take it.
You, but you also know that people would be like, love.
TBD. There might be someone out there that's real pissed off.
So we just published the first episode today. So TBD if anyone's gonna like get you stuff from the wish list.
Oh,
but
God,
I'm fingers crossing.
Fingers crossed for that,
that
steak.
You get a couple items. Yeah.
She was loving my wish list because it's really random compared to hers.
It's pretty random. It's like it's very on brand for you, like things that you need. Plus, just like I love that there was a flea control element for the dog.
Frontline.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive and I don't always remember to buy. Oh, just so you know, I don't need that mousetrap because it's too small. I already ordered it and then we
take it off your wish list.
I will. I'll take it off. But the
I love that you're telling people that's not how the wish list works. You don't get to be like... Hey,
just scratch that
one. Just so you know, if you're looking at my wish list thinking of what to buy, I don't need the mousetrap. It's too small. So please don't get it, even though it's on there.
This mouse is a troll.
Oh, okay, wait.
This mouse looks like a rat, but it's a mouse.
We need to talk about the mouse. So I remember, so you have a mouse in the house.
Yes.
That like is now like a pet.
Well, Simon is like, at the first he was like, what a sweetie, and like gave it cheese and stuff. And I was like, what are you doing?
Because mice are cute.
And then the mouse kept growing and growing. And I think it's been eating the dog food.
It is so big now. It's as big as a rat, but it's not a rat. It's a mouse.
I looked up pictures. I'm almost, because you were there here the other night.
Yeah, and I looked them up too. And we decided it's just a giant mouse.
But the biggest mouse. So big that it can't fit in a traditional mouse, you know,
trap.
It's a safe mouse trap.
Yeah,
too,
like
by
a catch and release trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a mouse at my mom's. So I went there in April to like help her kind of like pre-pack and sell a bunch of her shit on Craigslist. And I talked about it on the podcast, but I didn't talk about the mouse, which I was in my room the first night that I got there and I was editing and I was up really late, just like trying to get all this work done. And I was kind of like stressed out. And so when I'm stressed, I sometimes when in moments of like really heavy duty stress for me, I will think that I see bugs out of like the corner of my eye. Okay. Like I'll just be like, ugh, or like think I see it. And I think it's just like a hyper stress, like anxiety thing. So I'm like,
it's like a tweaker moment.
It's a total tweaker.
Literally.
Really concerns me, but then it goes away. So I'm like, it's fine until like the next, and it hasn't happened in a while. So I feel like good for now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want you seeing bugs on the corner of your eye.
I don't love it.
It seems not fun.
It's really not fun.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
So I'm like, just like editing away in my room on my bed. It's like 2 a.m. And I looked and I see like a little thing like crawl across the floorboard. And I was like, oh my God, it's just like the bugs. Like the bugs are back.
It's just my imagination again.
I was like, here I am, like pretty crazy. And like, and then I just like kept editing. And then I like hear something and I look and the mouse is like peeking out from behind like a chest, like just staring at me. And I was like, oh my God, thank God it's not the bugs. It's a mouse. So then I told my mom, I was like, Mom, there's a mouse in the house. Like, it's in my bedroom. And she was like, mm-mm.
That's so Linda.
She's like, I don't think so.
She's like, no.
I think that there's cats and they would get the mouse. And I was like, okay, well, there was. And she was like, I think you're crazy. And I was like, maybe I am. And then where she and my...
There's cats.
Yeah.
And then cats don't really care about
No.
It's like some, there's like a rare cat every once in a blue moon, like a farm cat.
Yeah, like an outdoor cat that's like feral.
That's hungry.
Yeah, that's like needs sustenance.
Like an indoor cat, which gets fed all the time, is not going to be like, that looks like yummy over there.
They're like, it's interesting, but like, I'd rather sleep.
Yeah. They're pretty nonchalant.
Yeah, so we're eating lunch, like my brother came over and we're all eating lunch and we see the mouse like climbing up a curtain, like across the house and then like dropping down, like running around. And I was like, I told you the mouse was there. So then we tried to find it, but it kept like going in holes. Ugh. And then it was just all over the house. And then at one point we put the cats in front of the mouse because it had gone into our kitchen, was like hiding under a fridge. And they were
was
like,
it Orangey?
Orangey like didn't even like look at it. He was just like... And then the other cat, Emily, was kind of intrigued, but also, like, not going to touch.
Yeah.
So they like... really did not bring anything to the table, competitively speaking. And then my mom got a trap, and it killed it, which made me really sad, because I was like, it's cute. Like, I would feed it, but I know that when you feed a mouse...
It becomes gargantuan.
This mouse is truly the biggest mouse I've ever seen.
Biggest mouse I've ever seen.
And it's bold. It sits outside and stares through the patio glass and is like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, like, you're
like, you guys
going
to go to bed or not? Do I have to go through the hole or like, you're going to keep just leaving the door open? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, it's just literally like, I'm waiting for you. It's your turn.
The mice love like an eye contact moment.
Yeah, they do.
More than other animals.
Yeah, they'll stare.
They'll truly stare and like make lasting eye contact and then be doop and then like run away. They love it.
They do love
What's
that.
What's that about?
They just like to troll you and just be like, I'm small and go places. Bye. But she's so big, I wonder where she can go. So we're laughing about something that was edited out. And we realize it might make a couple people angry out there. So, like, you're just going to have to, like, wonder.
You'll never know what that lol was about.
We lolled about it. Really, and then we looked at each other and I was like, I think you're going to have to edit that out. She was like, yeah. And only we'll know.
Yeah. But some lols have to be private.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure. I can think of a good, like, dozen right now that got to be private.
Yeah.
You can't share every lol.
No, you can't. That's like just a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. And like, you know, transparency and honesty is really important. And this is a very like open, honest place. But some things are better left
unlolled.
Unshared.
Wait, so you're going to get a huge mouse trap.
I've got to find now, I think, a no-kill rat trap.
You might just need to find a cage.
I don't even know. Ugh. I'm leaving tomorrow.
I know. So like, who's taking care of it?
The mouse?
Yeah.
Should I get a mouse sitter?
Yeah.
We kept feeding the mouse. It's bigger than ever.
How big would it grow?
How big could its skin keep going? Like, just to get, could get like really, really obese. It's already kind of fat.
It's pretty big. I think it
the
can
length
just.
Length of it though.
It's so long as the longest tail.
God.
That makes you think rat, but then you look at its face and it's cutie face. So
yeah,
it's mouse
face on rat body.
so much mouse energy at play, actually, because the last time, and I'm so mad, but I have a
big
way.
Mouse energy.
Yeah, mouse energy. When I did like the spirit animal BME. Cards, I kept pulling a mouse card for Ryan. So it's like all the mice are coming into play.
Interesting.
But you know what I want to do? I meant to bring my spirit animal cards here, but I forgot.
You brought them the last two times we recorded.
I know, and we didn't do them. But I have a spirit animal app, so it's chill.
I wonder if I'll turn up as Chronic the Hedge, the Hemp Hog, which is the t-shirt that Lara's wearing right now.
I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt with a green drawing of Sonic the Hedgehog, but he's smoking a joint, a huge joint, and grabbing his crotch very disrespectfully, and it says Chronic the Hemp Hog. Highly intense.
It's pretty on brand for you.
I got it at the Gorge Grateful Dead concert, and then I was like, this is like my brand.
It is your brand.
It is Chronic the Hemp Hog.
A weed infused tie-dye.
Mm-hmm.
If only the t-shirt was made of hemp, it would really be like a true you.
I know, but it was just made by like some old guy. Oh. It was $10.
Oh.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. I bet the cotton's kind of thick and not too breathable, though.
I don't know. Want to feel? It's not soft cotton.
Nope.
It's not for you. This would look good on you.
I like thin cotton.
Okay.
Breathable.
Can I read our spirit animal cards?
Sure. What does it do? Just randomly pick one for you as an electronic app?
It just like gets it. It's an oracle card. I found this on Goop. This is what first led me to then. Goop did a huge post about spirit animals. I got on board quickly and then downloaded this app called Frederic Caladini's Spirit Animal Oracle Cards.
Do you have to enter your name and when you were born or something?
No.
Or just arbitrarily, it's just like horse.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's just a computer being
like, this is what you are saying instead of you picking out of the deck.
Love that.
But I still think I bring my like psychic energy to it. And I needed to do our spirit animal cards, but I kept forgetting. So this is like the backup plan.
Your phone's choosing for us.
Okay, I'll do you.
You just press it and it spins around kind of?
Readings. Hmm. One card. Close your eyes and focus on the topic you want a reading about. Call upon the animal spirits asking for their assistance.
I should massage.
Close your eyes. Oh, gosh. Feel that guidance you are about to receive is a wise and benevolent message that will help you on your path. Then touch the screen to begin. Do a touch. The cards have been shuffled. Now please pick one card above. Oh.
Ooh, there is a picture.
There's so many.
Not too many. To unlock the full version.
Oh, let's unlock. Oh. We got to unlock. Sorry.
There was like only 12 cards.
I'm getting the full version.
I was like, what if my animal's trapped behind a paywall?
Whoa, it's $6.99, but you got to do what you got to do. I'm not okay.
I don't really believe that it's really my animal unless I know that all 48 cards are there for me.
No, that's exactly correct. You shouldn't.
And
okay.
I put my foot down and stopped the reading.
You got to do what you got to do. Okay. Close your eyes and focus on the topic you want to read. Close your eyes and focus on the topic you want to reading about. Now call upon the spirit animals asking for their assistance. Feel that the guidance you are about to receive is a wise and benevolent message that will help you on your path. Mm-hmm. Now touch the screen to begin. The cards have been shuffled. Please pick one card above. There's so many.
A hummingbird.
A hummingbird. Joy.
I love that for me.
Wow.
What else does it say? Just joy? Oh, here we go.
Lighten up with the spirit.
It's like kind of condescending immediately. Lighten up.
What do you need guidance about?
That's my little.
Okay, I know what you need guidance about. Lighten up with the spirit of the hummingbird. This tiny and beautiful animal symbolizes joy. It can certainly be a very useful ally in those times of great changes where challenges and darkness sometimes feel overwhelming. Giving in to fear will never help, though, as you will always perceive the reality you are the vibration of. Therefore, maintaining joy is not just denial or wishful thinking. It is a perfectly sensible strategy based on the idea that you will always reap what you sow. If you instill positive energy, you will get a positive outcome. Making joy and optimism a priority will then always be the best way to live your life by using them as a guiding light. As Einstein said, we cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them. It may not always be easy to reconnect to this profound truth, especially if you are facing dark circumstances. That is why the hummingbird is coming to you to support and uplift you and help you generate
this computer-generated choice.
A higher vibration in your consciousness. Feel how the humming sound made by its wings can raise your mood.
I do love a noise machine.
Do whatever you can right now to bring some joy into your being. Oh. Even very simple things will do. It will start the ball rolling in the right direction.
Does anyone have some rosé?
Here's a message from the hummingbird.
Oh, it's writing to me?
Always choose joy over fear, as this strategy will always lead to the best positive outcome.
They already said that.
Well, just reiterating.
Okay.
All right. Now I'll do my...
Wow, I'm happy with my hummingbird choice. Feels appropriate for what I'm facing.
Okay. Readings. One card. Now you have to do it for me.
Okay. Close your eyes and focus on the topic you want a reading about.
Mm-hmm.
Call upon all the animal spirits asking for their assistance. Literally all.
I've called them all.
Although there's only 48, so just think of those.
Okay, yeah.
Feel that the guidance you are about to receive is a wise and benevolent message that will help you on your path. Then touch the screen to begin. Get ready to pick.
There's so many options now.
I know, because you unlocked it for $7.
Gorilla.
Oh.
Family.
Oh. Wow.
What does gorilla mean?
That's a twist.
That's a huge twist. I did not.
It's a psychedelic gorilla.
It's a
too.
Psychedelic.
It's made
gorilla.
Only neon colors.
And has piercing white, bright eyes.
That's.
Do you want to read mine?
The spirit of the gorilla suggests you dedicate more time to your home and family.
Oh.
Did you maybe focus too much on your work lately? Or did you give too much time to your social activities and friends, neglecting the people closest to you? Linda's listening to this. Your family and your home will always be your anchor when life becomes challenging and things seem to get out of control. Yes, sometimes conflict can arise even between family members. Lol, of course. But beyond drama, they are still those who won't let you down when you really need support. So do your best to take care of those relationships and realize that most arguments are not really worth it. It's good to think about.
Mm-hmm.
The gorilla also invites you to spend more time at home.
Love.
And simply benefit from this well-deserved rest.
But love a well-deserved rest.
Message from the gorilla. Just reiteration again. Spend more time at home. And enjoy your family life.
Wait, but I spend so much time at home.
The gorilla wants to spend more time at home.
I literally spend every day at home.
23 hours isn't enough. Make it 24. Don't leave home. The gorilla's like, stop seeing friends.
It's like, focus on family and spend more time at home.
FaceTime with your mom for like 3 hours a day. FaceTime with your dad for 3 hours a day. Call your siblings. Stay at home. Close the door. Close the curtains. That's what the gorilla wants.
It's hard in this heat wave to stay alone. Stay home.
That is hot. It's so fucking hot.
It's been so hot in LA and it sounds annoying to complain about, but it truly is like oppressively hot.
It was so hot on Friday that I think I'd never experienced that level of heat. It reached where I was doing errands. It reached 117, which is just like insane. Like
that's like an oven.
It's an oven. And like every time you leave a cool space, it would just be like a hot hair dryer, like blowing your face. There was no escape except for restaurants and like malls. No house is really like fully equipped to like handle that level of heat with AC. It's just like everywhere you go, it's like everything's kind of like still hot unless you have like an industrial size, like giant, like, you know, store, you know, whatever like, malls use or whatever.
When I first moved to LA in 2008, I never had air conditioning I didn't live in an apartment with air conditioning until maybe like 5 years ago. So I spent like the first 5 years of my LA journey just like.
You had some sweaty nights, I bet.
Not even. Like it really didn't. Ever, maybe there'd be one or two nights it would be like, ugh, but not never enough to be like, oh my God, like I have to get an AC or I will die. And then finally, like after living in West Hollywood for a couple years, I was like, okay, I have to get AC or I'll die.
I just can't believe that it got that hot. And that I'll tell you this, the city became a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
No cars were on the road. Like, people were truly just staying inside wherever they could.
They were trapped. They were guerrilling.
Yeah, they were.
It was a lot of gorilla.
The gorilla literally was giving those piercing white eyes to basically everyone in LA on Friday to be like, stay home.
Focus on family.
Focus on your family because
and spend more time
if you
at
go,
home.
If you go outside, it's gonna not. The gorilla's not happy. It'll make you hot.
No, it's pretty. It was pretty brutal, and still is like kind of brutal.
It's still really hot. It's still like high 90s, which we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Thank God it's a dry heat. That's all I have to say.
Is it? Because it feels humid.
It's not that humid. I was just in Kansas City where it was like 102 degrees,
ugh, and
I was
like, you love a Kansas City sweat journey.
It's, every time I go, it's so hot and sweaty.
Well, that's because you've gone in the summer.
Well, I didn't know it's always like that. Do we have any readers from there?
I don't know. We probably do have readers from there.
Anyways, it was really hot. I was there like not too long ago, and it was like an instant sweat, like where you just put on fresh clothes and you're like, ah, and you go outside and you're like literally drenched within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was intense.
That was what, like what it was like when we shot the video a year ago for Losing All Sense with Lara in it. But then also this is what it was like when I was just playing a show there like 10 days ago. And it's just like Kansas City won't give me a break with the temperature.
We walked from like the hotel we were staying in to a restaurant that was maybe like a 10 minute walk away or 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and you were covered in sweat to the point like you looked like you'd just gone to like a Barry's boot camp class.
Yeah, or worse, like you just taken a bath.
Yeah,
with your clothes on.
I love when you go animal style sweat.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's the gorilla warning us.
It's the gorilla
get
energy
to your home.
Wait, can I share something that I'm really concerned about?
I want you to share.
Okay. So when I was at the Grateful Dead show or the Dead and Company show at the Gorge, I was dancing a lot and like having a lot of fun. But then the next day, my toenails really hurt. Like my big toenails were like so sore. And I was like, what happened? Like, why are they so sore?
I'm intrigued.
And now they have bruises on them.
What?
And I'm afraid that they're going to fall off.
Did you black out and have someone stomp on your feet or
something? I don't know. I don't know if my shoes... I think my shoes might have been too tight. And then I was just like boogieing. And then now I'm paying the price.
Can I see?
Yeah, I'm nervous. They're starting... At first, they didn't start to bruise. And then now they're slowly starting.
Oh.
See?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's not as shocking as I thought it was.
No, it's not a total... If it was a troll toe, I would not show you. I wouldn't tell anyone about it.
But it's still... It's cause for alarm.
But... The thing that's sad is it's not one, but two big toes. So I'm like, what
you
do
you did a doozy on your big toes.
I didn't.
And then weren't happy. And I'm willing to say it was probably a too small shoe.
It was a too small shoe.
Plus, you were probably dancing on a slope because the Gorge is a slope.
Yeah.
So you're kind of
I was
just, like,
in the pit.
Cramming your toes down on like slopes, crawling around.
Yeah. And just like dancing. Jumping around, like dancing, like
you're
really
being too
living,
free.
Laughing, loving, being so free. And then the next day I woke up and it was like, a no-toe zone. And then
now...
You
were channeling the hummingbird, which wasn't your card. And
no.
You should have been thinking about
I
the gorilla.
I should have been thinking in more of a gorilla headspace.
Where your toes would be fine.
But what do I do? Have you ever had a toe nail fall off?
No. No, I haven't. And I don't want to.
I've only had one fall off once.
That sounds terrifying.
It's awful.
I don't want to see it or be a part of it.
I already... The readers know that I already have, like, foot anxiety. We all know.
Oh, God, I've been having skin journeys. Jesus Christ.
But, like, what if my two big toenails fall off? There's really no bouncing back from that. I mean, it was the bounce back, I've been Googling it, like, hardcore.
It's like months.
The bounce back is you get 1 millimeter of growth per month, so it takes 6 months. That is a troll. That is
just
a
like,
universe troll.
And
to
it's
do
just, like,
two,
an exposed, raw, under nail like thing for
skin,
6 months?
A skin toe.
Ooh.
Does horrible
it, like, scab. I don't even get
I
it.
I don't know, but I'm like, I don't. The bruising isn't bad, but I'm like, if it gets really like, what is the like? I don't know what's gonna happen, and I wish that I just knew. Like,
I don't think your things are gonna fall. Your toes nails are gonna.
They
fall
seem
off.
Like they're gonna be okay, and maybe just have like a bruise.
Yeah,
but do I put them in ice? What do I do?
Do they hurt?
Yeah, they feel bruised.
Well. I'd probably wear non-constricting shoes, like maybe some sandals to let them like kind of be free for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like those sneakers already look like maybe a no for the toe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd let them be free for a little bit and see whether they kind of like ease up on the pain. But if they get darker purple, then
I'm afraid of the color scheme.
If it gets darker, then if it starts getting worse, it's urgent care for you.
But it's not urgent care because it's like, that what seems a little dramatic.
Well, I mean, I went with some skin issues once.
Should I go?
Urgent care is not the ER. It's not that dramatic. You just go.
No, I know. It's but they're going to just be like.
They're going to be like, your toe's bruised.
They're going to be like, you got bruised toe.
I'm sorry.
I need to know from the readers, have you ever had, like...
They're going
to
be like the cats looking at the mouse at your mom's house. They're going to be like, well, yeah. That's interesting, but keep going.
Okay. They're like, cool.
So thanks for showing me your toe. Let me charge your insurance company, and here's the copay of $30. Thanks.
Because honestly, no, it'll be like $90.
You've health insurance.
Yeah, but it's still, like, with my insurance, it's still expensive.
Troll.
Like, I'm not trying to just, like, live, laugh, love, and spend $90 for a bruised toe, but no. I also just, like... don't really want this toe to go.
Maybe because your readers are so enamored with you and so supportive, you could do like a toe GoFundMe.
A toe fund me.
A toe fund me. I feel like people want your toes to be healthy.
Look, here's the deal.
Deals.
My mental health is going to suffer immensely if both of my big toe nails fall off.
It's not what you need right now.
That's like truly the last thing I need is for my two big toes to just become skin nubs.
I mean, my little bubbles come and go every day. I'm just sort of like learning to live with this new reality. I have this like weird like eczema that shows up as little bubbles on my hands. It's just like crazy.
Yeah.
But it was really severe when I did the episode with you and Ryan. I was wearing gloves, which we talked about already. So we didn't need to go back there.
Yeah. No need to revisit past traumatic experiences. But it's just, let's just say like any sort of troll like that, it's like, this is like another universe test and like a Mario boss to beat is like, how do I keep
a toenail boss?
Yeah. Which is like arguably one of the worst kinds of bosses.
I don't even really know what,
Yeah, I don't know either, but I just thought I'd throw that out there because it's like really causing.
Did you dance really hard again when you saw the Dead & Company less than a week later?
Yeah, but I was wearing sandals.
Okay, that's good.
And then
you can never get enough of Dead & Co. That's one thing that I feel like I can relate to you on so many levels and I love you to death. But one thing I truly will never understand is like you and Christine and that crew's love for Dead & Co. And being able to see them endlessly.
Yeah.
I don't really love like an extended jam journey. And
you would like their music though, I think.
I don't know if I would.
I think you would.
I remember having to listen to the Grateful Dead a lot when I was younger and like carpools and being like, ugh.
You were like, no.
I'd be like, this song never ends. Then someone would be like, it's the extended version of like boobaloobala or whatever it's called. It'd be like 38 minutes of just like boop, boop,
yee, beep, beep, boop. Yeah. And when I was like, younger.
It was a troll to me then. It still is.
When I was younger, I would be like, I don't understand what the point is of a 20-minute song. But now I'm like, I just want like a 45-minute song.
Oh my
like,
God.
I would so ready.
Especially in like a heat like place with a lot of other people, I would be extra troll because then they'd be like, and they'd be like, oh God, it's crowded and they're just playing a 45-minute song. I hate that.
It was incredibly hot this past weekend when I went at Dodger Stadium. It was like, I was full melting, Drosty, Kansas City style, gorilla sweat. I don't know
why you did it, but you just have a commitment.
Yeah, I have a commitment and it was fun.
Well, love that for you, but not for me.
Well, you had a bad experience trying to go to a Grateful Dead concert.
I've been trolled by the Dead my whole life.
You have like a long history of being trolled by the Dead.
Because not only was there like peer pressure when you're like in seventh grade, at least in New England, to like be into the Dead and like,
oh,
kind
yeah.
of like get
it's like
behind
a huge
it.
Massachusetts like, yeah, or, like contingency.
New Hampshire, Vermont people. Uh-huh. Being, and everyone's like 12, 13. They're like, come on, man. Like, let's go like get like, what are they called? Like Dave's Picks or whatever.
Dick's Picks.
And like, listen to this cassette. And I'd be like, And I'd be like fake
Sounds
into
cool.
it.
Cool.
And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd be like secretly like, I fucking hate this. This one was Madonna. Fuck off. Ah! And then
this is pre you coming out of the closet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did this you know like you were gay at this point?
Like, you know, like in that way that you know, but you're like, no.
Yeah, like, where you're just like getting boners for men.
And you're like, that's not real. You're just like, that's not real what's happening
you're
right
like,
now.
This happens to everyone, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, that's just like friction against your shorts.
And then trying to like get into a
then trying to get into the Dead. Also, being, I just was not into like what every seventh grader was into, which is basically like the Bob Marley box set is a no for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge Zeppelin fan. In fact, just generally classic rock isn't my thing.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
Wow.
I find it tiresome and it triggers me and brings back memories of being like low key, like gay bashed. And then I just think of it and I'm like, ugh. Or like carpools where you're like, it's like hot and you're in the back seat and there's like golden retriever hair and you're just like, it smells gross.
And then, like, on top of that,
it's just like a 30 minute song of like The Dead from Dick's Pick.
Oh my God.
And you're just like, ah. So then my you feel
this
like.
This is where you and I really.
Yeah, I really can't relate at all.
Completely different directions. Yeah.
I was like getting into the Pixies and like Liz Phair and like the Breeders and stuff.
Love.
And like Jeff Buckley, but I was like, anything with a jam was just a no for me. And I remember trying to get into it and failing. But then my parents had these friends from Portland, Oregon, and they came to visit us. And their oldest daughter was probably like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I was maybe 13 or 14, like The Dead were playing in Boston, but I guess it was sold out or something. I don't even remember, but it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, don't worry. She was like wearing like a patchwork, like dress, like, you know, the vibe that she had like ash on, like that kind of situation where you're like, why? And then she's like, it's just the vibe. And you're like, I don't get it, but okay. And she was like, you know, like,
she's like, you come to this concert with me?
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna take you to The Dead. And I was like, do we have tickets? And she was like, don't worry. And I was like, well, I guess I should see them. I kind of was like, I need to see them before, like, you know,
before you make any
big and Jerry
decisions.
Was alive.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just need to like experience this because it seems to be like what everyone that's straight is into.
Yeah.
Find me a gay fan and I'd like to have a conversation.
Andy
with
Cohen
them.
Is a gay fan.
Of The Dead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. If you're listening, call me up and explain it to me.
That's
anyway,
like,
so then she was like, here's what you have to do. And mind you, I'm like kind of really looking up to her and like majorly confused, but also like not into talking to strangers on the street.
Mm-mm.
And she was like, we need to like split up to cover the most amount of ground possible. And I was like, what? And it was like raining. And I was like, what are we doing? She's like, you need to erase.
In the lot, right?
No, like all around the whole.
Like on Shakedown Street and like around the whole venue.
The whole venue, like side streets, just looking for people that were going. And I had to raise my finger, hold it in the air and say, I need a miracle over and over again for hours. I need a miracle. Then we'd like reunite and she'd be like, any luck? And I'd be like, no. She's like, we got to keep going. And I'd be like, I need a miracle. And I'd be like, didn't the concert start? She's like, but still, they go on forever, which is true.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's like a 5-hour concert.
And we kept in the rain trying to get a miracle. We did not get a miracle. So then we just shuffled back into the car, wet. And she was like, wow. Oh, wow. And I was like,
I hate
that
this.
Was so annoying. And so not fun at all. And only further pushed me into the anti-dead perspective.
That's an understandable
where I was just like, God, you've been trolling me for years already. And then now I'm trolled like in person where I'm now wet and like didn't get the miracle.
No. Now this.
And now I'm
that was
just
irresponsible
like,
of her to take you. Like, she should have been a little more clear. Like, it's not like I'm taking you to a concert.
No,
it's
she like, misled me. She was like, well, don't worry. It'll be fine. I remember at the end, she was like, so weird. Normally, I always get a miracle. And I was just like, okay.
Well,
like,
I guess when you decide to go to a show with no ticket, you're like pretty much rolling the dice.
I know. And I was just like, that's a lesson for me to never do that again. And I learned. I never did it again.
A lot of people I know have gotten miracled.
Thanks. Someone you want to go? You want to talk to her? I can put you in contact with her.
Someone that came to the concert on like, Saturday night, they got miracled.
Well,
a floor pit wristband.
I didn't get it.
Are you chilled?
1991 Boston wasn't happening for me.
Sad.
Or 92, I don't remember.
At the Gorge, what really weirded me out was, so if you go there, which you know because you perform there, you camp. Like, I guess you could drive in and drive out, but the nearest town is like
far.
So you go there, you like camp, see the show, then like go home. And I was really shocked about like the cast of characters that like managed to find their way to the Gorge and like camp there successfully. Like, there were so many, and I feel like there are more. There's always going to be TBDs at, like, in a concert scenario, but like
Dead & Co, come
but
on.
But Dead & Co and, like, any sort of jam band.
It's going to be the craziest, wildest.
Like, there was literally, we got there on a Thursday afternoon, and the show was on Friday evening, so we had, like, a day and a half, like, almost 24 hours to, like, chill. And we're walking around, and there was already some old guy, like, clearly just like frying his brains off on acid, like wandering around with a guitar. And I was like, how did you get here? Like, how did you
get
here?
Who gave you the ride?
Who gave you the ride? Are they friends of yours?
I don't know.
He was
really scary.
It
reminds me of that guy in the DMT truck at the Form Festival. Just handing out DMT.
Oh my God, yeah.
He feels like he maybe would have gone to like a Dead & Co journey.
He probably did. And does.
That was wild.
That was wild. We went to Form Arcosanti, which is like
a great festival.
It's a great festival. It's a new music festival.
Yeah. In Arizona.
In Arizona.
A couple years ago, 2 years ago now.
At this like, what is it? Like an architectural gem of a place?
Yeah, I think it's just called Arcosanti.
Yeah.
It's like a
cool building in the middle of the desert.
Structure. Yeah.
That then they can like build a campground around, which when we went was in its infancy, so
yeah,
you know, it was a little rough. It was a little hot. We were roughing it, but
it managed to collect and attract the most high using drug audience I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it truly
like,
did.
Every corner you turn, someone would be like throwing a different type of drug in your way, being like, "Want it? Like, here's some pills."
It was like,
oh.
I've never been somewhere, and I've been like to a lot of festivals and like druggy scenarios, but like that exceeded my expectations of like how hard people were ready to like party.
And try like really like in my mind, semi-fringe drugs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like where you're just not just like some weed or something or like whatever. It's like there was literally a trailer that almost felt like it was like hired by the festival. It looks so legit with like this dude with like a long white beard and long white hair. And he was just giving people like weird doses of DMT, which is like kind of, in my opinion, like a fringe drug. Like it's not something that like most people you know have done.
No, it's like an intense journey.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would ever be ready to just like be like, sure, why not? Like we're in a field in Arizona, like
or a trailer. Cool.
A trailer in Arizona. And that was like a pretty fun weekend. But I went only for one. Did I go for one night?
Two
nights. And the whole thing was three.
Mm-hmm.
And
I definitely felt lost when you left.
Yeah. Cause I had to leave. Cause I had to like, I was like putting myself up for this job the next day. So I had to like leave a day early and like I couldn't go too ham because I had to be like not fried when I got back. So like I really started like calming down within like 24 hours before I left and like had a chill last night there, and everyone was going like loco. Like
we literally saw someone get fired from their job by their boss in a screaming fight in the main center of the area,
and this person was like on so much coke. Like it truly was just like it was a wild drug fuck fest too. And apparently I slept through like a huge orgy that happened in the tent next to us.
Who? Oh, I think I've heard about it. Oh my God, I forgot about that. I forgot about that orgy.
These two guys
had a full-blown
group sex orgy while I was sleeping. Full-blown. Like not just like a let's like make out. It was like they all like fucked and sucked each other for all night. And then
women and men.
Then one of the girls that one of them was dating walked in on the orgy and she wasn't part of the orgy. So then a screaming match ensued.
Did we wake up for that?
I didn't wake up for any of that.
I think I heard some of it. I remember being like, what the hell?
No, I just like truly was like I'm tired. I ate an entire bag of kettle chips, like a huge one. And then I was like, and then was out and missed the orgy, missed the scream confrontation, which is one of my favorite things to hear. Oh,
you would just love when you left when the whole, when I witnessed the firing.
Yeah.
Which was truly, truly wild because it was two people that I sort of knew. And then it turned into like a spectacle for like 150 people where like a full blown screaming match and firing happened. Well, where it was like, don't bother coming into work on Monday style.
That person that got fired, they were teeing up for a firing.
That's true.
Their behavior from like, they had gone full babe. And it was like, I truly, it was a babe that I couldn't even fuck with. I was like, I need to be far away from this person. Like, I can't deal. And then it was like, not surprising to me that they ended up getting the axe at the end of that weekend. Because they were truly, they had spun wildly out of control.
He was really babying out. Someone, like, so hard.
That was the most, like, babe festival experience I think I've ever had. Just because it was in such a unique location. It was only, like, a couple hundred people.
No, it was, like, 1,200 people.
It was, like, 1,200. But that's small compared to, like, Coachella, which is, like, 80,000 or
something.
So
you can't, like, really escape certain people. Like, yeah. You keep so finding
like,
them.
You're just going to, like, keep kind of finding, like, randoms or, like, having to run into people or, like, talk to people that you don't necessarily want to talk to. Oh, remember the shade that I got?
By who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We keep having to mouth the name. By a legit performing artist.
That I'd met a lot of times before.
A very well-known artist now.
Who is like a sweetie. Like, our interactions had been perfectly nice, and we ran into each other, because it was also the kind of thing that you like don't know who's going to be there until you get there, and then all of a sudden, you're like running into people that you know.
This shade is so funny. It's so insane.
It's a good shade. Like, I love it. And I'm like, it kind of is like on brand.
But also so weird because he doesn't know you that well.
I know. So it was shocking, but I love to be shocked.
I think he was just like reading the fact that you had straight blonde hair and that was what he just ran with.
So we like ran into each other. And I was like, oh my God, hi. How are you? Like, so nice to see you. And he was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm at the festival. Like, wow, wild. I came with Ed. And he's like, shouldn't you be at the mall?
I cannot believe he said that. I forgot. I wish we could reveal it was so bad. I'm sure some of the readers have listened to this person. They're like quite relevant right now.
It was a wild shade. It was truly.
Shouldn't you be at the mall?
It was like beyond shade. It was just like a full blown insult. And I was like, probably.
What did you say back to that?
Well, I was like, I can't fight that because I do love malls. I love them.
But you don't love them that much.
I love them a lot.
But I don't feel but like not like I don't feel like I get texts from you constantly being like, I'm at the mall. Like, you're not. Like, it's like every once in a while you'll mall out. It doesn't feel like it's like you're.
It's definitely not my thing.
No.
But like.
He was just reading you for being white and have like straight blonde hair.
Yeah. And I was like, touche, but no, I'm here.
Shouldn't you be at the mall? Like, you just, like, this is too complex a festival for your brain.
Yeah.
Basically was what he's saying.
Which it kind of was in a lot of ways.
You owned the read and then left.
I owned it and I was like, okay. And then stayed and then left early. Took to the mall.
That was, I forgot how insane that shade was.
It was insane. Then there was like, remember later that night, there, like, we ran into another friend who'd brought a guy friend with him. And then, like, the friend's guy friend and I were kind of, like, having a flirty moment. And then it
mouth who they were. So many things are edited out of this episode. Sorry, guys. You just can't reveal everything. Not can't share all the names and
our
all the
love. Friend's friend and I were kind of having, like, a cute flirty moment. And then Skrillex was going to DJ. So we were like, let's go check out Skrillex. Like, fuck yeah. And, like, we go down to like the concert area to like see Skrillex.
Is that the one where you had to like climb down the mountain?
No, this was okay. That was later in the
That's
night.
So intense.
And so we're watching like this performance, but then this guy keeps trying to like grab my hands and like dance with me, like wait. And I was like, no, like stop, like I don't like to dance like that, like I just want to like vibe out by myself, like I don't want to know. I was in a no touch, but then
except you were a touch later with the lesbian. Well, no, she wasn't a lesbian. You were trying to full on come on to a girl to the point where I think she had to tell her boyfriend or something to like.
No, she told Chris. So wait, so this guy was trying to dance with me. I forgot my bandmate was. Yeah. So he was trying to dance with me and then he would like grab my hands and be like, try and get close. But his breath smelled so bad that I was like, I actually like can't. Not only can I not dance with you, like I can't ever see you again.
You need to be erased from my life
forever. I was like, you're done. You're dead to me. Like, I can't do, like, a bad... Like, there's no bounce back from a first impression, like, monster breath.
Like, I'm a halitosis, like extreme.
Yeah, and it's not like he can go, like, brush his teeth. Like, we're in the middle of the desert, like, so far away from the tent.
So you ghosted his ass.
So I ghosted him, and then, like, we later... And you were feeling kind of flirty later. Yeah, then I was feeling flirty later.
This
we had
really
to hike
funny.
Down a mile, like a mile.
So far.
Down
very,
to another
very
stage
lit.
That was like a blow-up stage that was built on like the edge of a cliff.
Which was near the DMT trailer.
Yeah, and then someone else was like DJing at that like stage and it was like a rave, like an outdoor rave. And so I was feeling like very flirty and amorous and I saw this girl or this woman that was like gorgeous. And so I just like... kind of vibed over to her and was like dancing.
You basically sexually harassed someone.
No, yes, you touched.
I forgot. Oh my God, it's all coming back to me. Your moves.
We were dancing and then like hugging each other and kind of like kissing a little bit. And then I did like, she was wearing these shorts. So then I was just kind of like,
so creepy.
Feeling the.
Sticking the finger under the edge of the shorts and running your finger along the contour of the leg is a major creep move.
Not at like the crotch, but just like a little like...
That's pretty close.
On the outside edge, we were like fully dancing.
And you scared the shit out of her.
Did I?
Yeah, she had to like flee then. Well, like, once you did the inside crotch touch...
I didn't do a crotch touch.
All right, well, you did a high
leg... It was like as though we were...
Finger under...
We were slow dancing, neck kissing, and like nuzzling. And then I just decided to do a little like finger under the edge of the shorts, like a little skin contact, like caress. Like maybe we'll take this like further later. I don't know. But like I'm in the moment. We're in a field rave in Arizona on the edge of a cliff. Like you're beautiful. Like let's make out. And like I'm just going to do a little feel of the edge of your shorts. But then she didn't like that. So she ran away.
No, she didn't.
She ran away to Ed's bandmate, Chris, and then she was like, this hungry lesbian is trying to attack me. And then he looked over, and I was just like still like dancing in the field alone, because she ran away. I was like, whatever, they come and they go. Like, you win some, you lose some. Anyways.
And then they were like,
and then Chris goes,
like, is that
that's
a friend?
Chris was like, oh, that's Lara. She's really cool. Like, I love her. And then the girl was like, oh. And then she came back.
I love this.
She came back and tried to reconnect. And then I was like, I felt angry because then I was like, I was giving myself to you so vulnerably. And then you tried to go and call me a hungry lesbian to our friend who vouched for me, not a hungry lesbian. Not that there's anything wrong with being a hungry lesbian, but like, don't put it in a negative light and associate it with me. Put in a positive light and be excited because we were making out and having a good time. So I thought. So then we didn't, nothing really ever went anywhere.
No, but I loved that. God, festival journeys. I've had a lot.
What's your craziest festival journey?
There was one time that we were playing this festival in, I think this one was in the Netherlands called like Pukkelpop or Lowlands. It was either Belgium or the Netherlands. It was one or the other. And it was like pretty early in our career. And we had like a slot before. Wait, no. A slot right after LaRue. I don't know if anyone remembers LaRue. But like this was in the peak of like LaRue was she was just busting out on the scene. So like she should have had a higher up slot. But like she basically broke between the time she was booked and then the time that like she was playing. Like she should have been like we should not have played after her. And I remember just first of all, like there was like a storm approaching, and I was like, I guess I'll check out LaRue. And then like literally the crowd was like screaming at such a high pitch of like love and adulation towards her that I had never in my life heard a crowd scream like that for like everything she did. She could just be like, hey, and people like, ah, just people like freaking the fuck out. And I was like, oh my God. And then I was, then the storm started coming. And then I was like, whoa, that's going to be a really weird act to follow with our like mellow vibes and like auto harp journey and like harmonizing and like la la la, like, you know, like it's just like, and then of course like the tent cleared out and we were like, ooh. And then the storm came and it became like crazy thunderstorm, torrential rain. And then this brings us back to brewing. I had to take a ferocious brew at a porta potty in like a temperature, very hot day right before going on stage where I literally had to like hold the door closed from like the gale force winds that were like going to knock over the porta potty. Then they were, then I was like, oh my God, like this fucking sucks. Like, how am I doing this? Like, I have to get on stage in like 10 minutes and I'm in like a really bad brew place. And then
nightmare.
I was just like, oh fuck, I just have to like do this. And then I just got on stage and then like there were people there and it was, they were supportive.
Wait, did
whatever.
You brew before?
I brewed.
Okay, good.
But it was like a stressful moment.
Yeah, it was like a sweaty.
It was a sweaty, like your time is limited and like the weather is like going to knock you over.
Yeah, not ideal circumstances.
Like, thunder, everything crazy.
But I'm proud of you for powering through because like
I powered
that's
through
not
the brew.
Easy.
And then I was like, I have to hit the stage. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And then I was like, okay, like the first 10 minutes were like chill. And I was like, whatever, we can get through this. Like we can do it. But then our stage faced directly in the, like we faced exactly in front of like one of the bigger main stages. And I don't know who's, like this was just like a poor scheduling moment where this band called the Deftones, unsure if you're familiar with them, but like they're literally, a lot of their stuff is like, ah! It's like that kind of thing. It's like a scream, heavy, thunderously loud, aggressive music.
Yeah.
And their volume was like probably 3 or 4 times louder than ours. So we had to like try to like continue 45 minutes of a set over them like scream coring over us. And like people in the audience were like, confused, like, and it was like the cheers for us were like 1/100th of LaRue had, and it was a tough one to get through because I was also just like potentially having to brew again, like gale force winds and rain, and then like screaming facing us where I could barely even hear myself sing or any instrument from the Deftones.
Yeah.
It's just one of many, like, festival journeys.
That's an intense one. That's more of, like, a troll than a lol journey. I thought you were going to go to a place of, like, lol, tell a funny story.
Well, it is kind of funny what I had to, like, you know, it's lol that, like, I had to brew and then, like, everyone loved.
That brew sound.
But it was a troll to me and us at the time. And but we lol about it now because we're just, like, that was a really unfortunate experience.
Crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
But that's, like, happens, I feel like, when you're just starting out.
Well, it happens when even when you're not just starting out.
Yeah. If there's one thing that we know.
Yeah. You never know how a festival is going to troll you or soothe you.
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of festivals.
Are you playing more festivals coming up?
Yes.
What are you playing?
There's a bunch. Like, I don't really... I mean, Flow Festival in Finland, Way Out West in Sweden, Oya in Norway, Green Man in Wales, Route to Rock in France, some German ones I forget the name of.
Wild.
Some Polish one. More festies.
Love.
In fact, actually a revisit to that festival for the first time since we played.
No.
Yes.
I love that.
I'll get to revisit the origin story of where that brew moment happened.
Maybe you can write the injustices of the last time and then you'll have like a great festival memory. And then you can change the narrative.
I would certainly hope that this time we don't have to play facing like a really intense heavy metal like scream band. Mm-hmm. That would soothe me.
What if you got on stage and then I took the other stage and started a scream sing?
I'd support that, actually, because that would be fun. And I'd be like, oh my God, Lara's here.
A fun troll.
Yeah, I'd support it.
I would love that.
I'd also like to see how long you could last with a scream.
I want to talk about someone who's really babying out on Instagram right now. And it just needs to be discussed. And that person, I think you don't know this person because I was like, telling you earlier and you were like, who?
Yeah.
But so.
But I can respect the game.
Yeah. So Stefano Gabbana of Dolce & Gabbana is like going on celebrities' Instagrams and like commenting just like rude comments. Like Selena Gomez went on, she posted like a photo of herself and he commented like ugly.
So crazy. How old is he?
He's like 55.
He's having a moment.
He's having a true meltdown.
Where else has he commented? I love just ugly. So rude. Just cut to the chase.
Yeah. No, he said, he wrote, she's so ugly. Under her own thing. What the fuck? Then he went under,
I've got to see this.
I took a screenshot.
So rude.
Under the Kardashians, they posted like a thing recently, and he posted, he said, the most cheap people in the world. He's just like freely talking shit on
which
people.
Picture of Selena did he do it to?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't remember? I want to see
remember.
It.
I can't remember.
Damn, I'm dying. I really want to see his comment. She's so ugly. That is so rude. Celine's.
But Dolce & Gabbana have been like babed out before publicly because they didn't they say like gay men that adopt babies is like not natural? They had like a whole moment with that. And then now he's just like freely commenting on women's Instagram mostly and just being like,
is he
ugly.
Gay?
I think so. I don't really know. I think,
like,
yeah.
That's like not only a babe, but like a like, that's like harassment.
Yeah. He's harassing. I'm like, you're a designer. Like, you have a brand worth like millions of dollars. Like, what do you have to be so mad about?
He's just like, I don't like him.
He's like, I'm not a fan.
He should just be like, I'm not a fan.
So much.
What else?
I found an article that outlines like all his
really
comments. Yeah, come here.
So the media has been taking note.
So he commented on a Selena Gomez just
daily.
A Selena Gomez a daily, a fan page. I hate you.
What is this thing about Selena Gomez?
The most cheap people in the world.
Dad. Wait, who's this one of?
But then she took a picture with Kourtney Kardashian, took a photo with him. So I'm like, who is running his account? Does he have like a random running his account that's like hate commenting? Or is it him? And then he's just like, hee hee, lol. Is it a joke?
More?
There is more. Someone found something else recently.
I love that like everyone just caught on to this. Like, what are the repercussions? Anything?
Some stylists are refusing to like put women in his clothes now. Oh. I mean, that's all you can really do in that situation.
The cheapest people in the world. And he's like, let's get a picture together.
Yeah.
Has he responded?
No. He's just kind of like doing whatever he wants to do. Oh.
Oh, he went up. Kate Moss as well.
Yeah, he's really into like a
he's like a big misogynist, basically.
I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah, he just wrote no on a photo of her.
That's kind of a lol, that one.
That's not, like, no. I'm not here for, like, he, yeah, I just think it's, like, so rude.
It's rude.
And I also think that, like, you're a designer, like, women are like the primary supporters of your business, and then you're gonna take your.
Was he trying to just like sink the biz?
I don't know, but I
maybe he's mad at Dolce and like doing something.
Yeah, I don't know. Whoever it just Dolce is like is. Sits really the wrong way with me.
It's weird.
I'm like, literally, women are your huge the reason that you are who you are now from dressing them
and him just being like.
And then
I
you
hate
turning on them, especially like celebrities, just is like, are you well? Are you mentally ill? I have a lot of questions. I think he...
I love just no.
He needs a wellness check.
I don't think he is well.
No. I would venture to say no. And also, I crown him babe of the week.
He seems like a fucking babe of the week.
Yeah.
I just am curious how far he'll go until he's like, whoops, my bad.
Yeah, like, is he alerted to this fact?
Who's Dolce? Also, I want to know.
I don't know
I didn't
what
even
Dolce
know who
Gabbana doing.
Was until now.
Should we do reader mail?
Let's do reader mail.
Okay. Babe, so sad Ryan is leaving, has left. But anyways, I'm still up for being a strong supporter of anything Lara does. Can't wait to get to the shipping info on my merch purchase because, babe, it's been a while. I tend to get drunk and opinionated. The next day I wake up with regrets. I have to say, one night I ragged on you through Twitter DMs about your automatic Stassi/Katie hate during a drunken sup binge. I woke up the next day thinking, gotta stop getting drunk and dumb. But I do still think you have some weird hatred with them and fail to see how awful the other cast members are. Anyways, even in Ryan's abrupt and total babe absence, still supporting babe and look forward to its transformations. Also looking forward to that $55 merch shipment info.
This is a passive aggressive letter.
Really lovely. I think Ryan left because he was jealous of your Amazon wish list becoming fulfilled in a major way. TBD. Tell him I love him and miss him. Hope he has fun this summer. But I hope your podcast journey gets you rolling in dough because I love it. You were truly gifted, Lara. Maybe babe needs to be scrapped completely. I don't care. Just keep producing and I'll contribute. I just gotten in a fight with my boyfriend that I should break up with. Locked myself in a spare bathroom with my phone, Benadryl, and beer. Got cozy and saw there was a Patreon Babe episode to settle down and listen to. It started off with, as many of you know, Ryan is leaving Babe, etc., etc. Well, I had not heard the previous episode. It disturbed me to my core. I racked my brain on how and why Ryan could leave. Anyways, I got over it and then found the episode explaining his departure and was okay with that. He is still a Babe? Look forward to hearing from him later, though. Back in the spare bedroom fight, so gotta go to bed. Love you. That was like a poetry reading.
That was a saga.
It was
You've been
saga.
To a lot of places and you're sharing them.
Yeah, so the merch is coming. You will get a shipment info when it's shipped, but it does take 6 to 8 weeks from the date of your order, so like... We're still in that window, but I hear you. Like, I get very lit about getting my merch and like want to know where it is at all times. And I assure you that the merch has been sent out to the manufacturer and will be coming soon. And you will hear first when your merch is shipped. Secondly, for Sup, I've expanded. I am way less hatred towards Stassi and Katie now. So I don't know where you're at. And also, I don't know if you're a patron of the Sexy Unique podcast, but I talk a lot about all the different cast members and like have changed my tunes on a lot of them, or just am having like eye-opening revelations about tons of dynamics. So, but I hear you. I definitely have been like hateful of Katie and Stassi. But you know what? They kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
You don't know who they are.
I do. I know who they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just like don't know what to say. Like,
you don't
I'm
know
just,
what
like,
to say. Yeah,
I'm like glad that like you're discovering other avenues of like people on the show that are like changing your perspectives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in season two.
Yeah.
But
thirdly,
Benadryl is wild.
A Benadryl, a fight. I love the thought that the reader is writing this. She's in the bedroom.
Bathroom or bedroom?
She locked myself into a spare bedroom with my phone, Benadryl, and beer. Hmm. So she's fighting. She was listening to it and then wrote this email and then is going back to continue the fight with her boyfriend.
Mm. You Maybe just need break to break with an email.
Yeah.
I love an email like I'm going to write to a podcast as like a break from a fight moment.
I love that. I pray that more readers like in the midst of like horrible fights with their significant others or family or friends, take a break, write me an email.
Hold on. I'm so stressed out. I need to write Lara now.
Write me and then go back to your fight. But also I think maybe you should break up with this guy. I don't know.
No.
I appreciate your thoughts and I'm always here for a thought.
And Babe is going to live on.
Babe is living on. But I love also that she was like, I love this. I hope you keep it going. And then 1 second later was like, maybe it should be scrapped completely. Sounds like maybe you don't know what you want. I know that what you do want, though, is your merch. And it's going to come. So don't worry about that.
Oh, God. That was a good one.
It was a really good one.
There was a lot of different tones.
So many different tones. It was wild.
There was gratitude, passive aggressive. Fearful, loving, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was fun for me to listen to.
I'm glad you liked it. Okay, here's a new one. I never thought I'd be hashtag blessed enough with a total babe story of my own to share, but yay, I do. My boyfriend and I lived next door to this fireman, fishing captain, and his second grade teacher girlfriend. We all knew she was fucking nuts, but they were kind of fun to hang with sometimes. She was about my age, 33 or older maybe, but is struggling with the whole growing the fuck up thing. Anyway, I did think she was a pretty cool chick and tried for years to get her to hang out or go to concerts with me, but she never followed through or texted back. Whatevs, don't need friends who don't want to be mine. Well, right after I finally moved in with my BF 3 years later, she told me that her and Fireman were having issues. No shit, we could hear her screaming at him. Which I also don't get because, hello, he's home like 2 days a week. How can you not be nice 2 days a fucking week for free rent and bills? She ends up moving out, but according to her, they're still together. He had a different story, i.e. I'm fucking done with insert name that rhymes with here. Sometimes he would ask me to watch his dog if he had a fishing charter or something, which was NBD since we lived right next door. So one day I go over to take the dog out and she's there. I'm like, this is odd. Maybe she shouldn't be here. So I texted her figuring she could just feed the dog and I could stay out of it. But no. It turns out she'd still been sleeping with him, but he slept with someone else too, shocker, and the girl he'd slept with texted him pics of her ass in their bed. I saw the text. How, you ask? Because she hacked his fucking iCloud, then used an old garage door opener to come back before she had to go to school one day to teach our youth to get into his house and steal his MacBook, where she proceeded to spend her entire school day when she should have been teaching. Monitoring his texts, copying and pasting them into God knows what until the battery was about to die. Then she wanted my MacBook charger. Sorry, I'm on a conference call. Obvi, I wasn't. So how did she know when to return it and when he'd be home? She was tracking his location and he had no clue. Love. I told my boyfriend all this and we were like, okay, we should probably be good neighbors and tell this guy he's basically being stalked. So we did. I showed him how to change an iCloud password, turn off location services, block someone on Facebook, the whole nine. No sooner did he delete her location service than she rips into the driveway like she was fucking waiting for it. I ran out the back door, jumped the fence, Tito's in hand, and ran around the block through the neighbor's backyard and jumped over our fence, Tito's still in hand, to get the fuck away from her. Then she sent me some
of Tito's?
Yeah. Oh. She sent me some long-winded text about being a bad friend, woman to woman. We aren't friends. Now she won't speak to me and talk shit about me to anyone who will listen because she says I encouraged her to do all that stuff. But most everyone knows she's fucking crazy and she's now taken him back. According to her, they're together. Him, not so much. I ran into them at the grocery store and she glanced at me and stormed away to the meat department. So I talked to the fireman for a few extra minutes because the meat department is my least favorite place in the grocery store and I figured the bitch needed to suffer. This is a saga.
Oh my God.
I love the...
That's like a film.
That is a film. I'm really into the second grade teacher's commitment to a full-blown location stalk scenario.
She went full-blown... babe.
Mm-hmm.
Like psychotic levels.
Yeah.
Wow. I've never hacked into anyone's account. Is that just like a thing that people do?
People do it. I've never hacked into anyone's account either. Like, I feel like the most...
I keep hearing stories of being like, well, I just logged into their thing and found these pictures or texts. I'm like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. You're looking for something. Yeah. Like, you're probably going to find it.
Exactly.
No one's
closet is perfectly clean.
Yeah. I think I did read through an ex-boyfriend's like emails once, just like a light, but I also didn't want to find anything bad. So I like didn't pry enough to like really find anything bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, this is crazy. And I would be so unsoothed if he was doing this to me. So then I just like stopped.
Yeah.
But
I definitely had moments where I read my ex's texts when I was in a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like...
A thruple?
I was in a thruple. Okay. Don't recommend for the readers, by the way.
No, I think thruples, like...
I'm going to just fully say it.
In theory?
You think you're such a liberated and you're like, lol, I can do this. Nope.
No.
Someone's always going to get left out.
Someone always gets left out. It's the nature of a three.
Yeah. And I just don't recommend.
Yeah. I second that.
I'm not
going to
like go down the details, but I just feel like if you want to like have a healthy life, a thruple is not where you need to be. I don't care if you're gay, pansexual, intersex, whatever, don't be in a threesome.
Yeah.
For no more than a weekend.
No threat.
A weekend's fun.
Yeah.
But like once the emotions get involved, it's a hard pass and a lot of pointless drama.
Yeah. I don't think that I'd be able to do like a thruple very well.
There's full on apps that are just about thruples.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Like, I can't remember, but like who is it that was
Well, there's like the guest star. Like, wherever you can, like, be, like, try and get in threesomes with people, there's apps.
Yeah,
for that.
The threesome app.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, that must lead to some thruples.
Yeah.
What's just, that like, one called again?
I can't. Thrinder.
Thrinder. I knew it was some weird name. Mm-hmm. Were you on it for a little bit?
No, I've never been on it, but now I'm someone like, someone I know should
was
I get
on it?
It,
and I can't remember who.
I've known people that are on it. I don't know if anyone's hooked up off of it, but I'm sure Thrinder. Plenty of people have.
Thrinder. What a name.
Yeah.
They're like, well, it's like Tinder, but for three people.
They're like, literally, they took
zero effort
to come up with that name. They're like, we should make an app that's like just for people to have threesomes. What should we call it? Thrinder? And then they're like, yes.
Rhymes with Grindr and Tinder.
It's low effort. I don't zero respect effort. I don't respect the zero effort of that.
I don't
name.
Either.
I think it's a little lazy.
It's extremely lazy.
I'll say it.
At least lazy. Bumble came out and was sort of confusing.
I'm really into like the Bumble
never
like,
used
origin
it.
Story.
What is it?
Well, it was this woman who started Tinder with these guys. And then they were like total creeps to her and she left and then started Bumble. And now it's like coming out on top. It's a real success story that resonates with me on like a personal level.
I can see exactly how it resonates with you, to be honest.
So I don't use Tinder anymore because like of all the allegations against these like fucking critter level creeps. And also Tinder's kind of gross.
Is Bumble really that different?
Bumble, like, there's hot guys on there that aren't. And you and the woman makes the first move. I just like the ethics of Bumble better.
Oh, right. Woman makes the first move.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're, like, you're open to same sex and you can both make the first right. move.
I feel like there was, like, a gay app that was... Wait. I can't remember the name of it, but someone once was, like... Oh my God, the best new app is this like thing. I can't remember what it's called. It's not Chappy, but it kind of like sounded like that. It was like kind of like Jock Bro or like Bro Friends or something like that. And it started out, which I think is the hugest lull, it was started by straight men as a way for like straight men to like become friends. And then the gays hijacked the fuck out of it so fast. The founders literally were like, like they didn't even have like 3 months of like straight people using it before it turned into
it just a became
cock sucking like hedonistic gay like like petri dish of like every it just became the zone for gays because they were I all the that. Gays were meaning like well looks like we might be able to turn a couple straights you know which is always gays love that
mm-hmm.
they love a turn which is not usually happening anyway but they love to like pretend like it's a possibility
yeah.
And I love the idea of just hijacking an app, and now I think it still exists and is gay. I just can't remember the name.
It's just like full-blown gay.
Well, I mean, I think the straight people that started it were like, well, many's many.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, this is sad for me because I've enjoyed my little three-episode journey with
you're
you.
You're going on a new journey, not in L.A. anymore.
But I'm also like kind of have like a podcast-less experience for mm-hmm. the next month or so.
I know.
Where I can't just share what I want to share
mm-hmm.
with you publicly.
It's sad.
It is sad.
But you'll be back.
I'll be back.
And there'll be more arcs and more guests in the future. And I'm so excited for you.
I'm only excited for me, not the podcast. The podcast is thriving, growing, and going in all sorts of directions.
Yeah. Things are happening.
Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your parents, tell your cousins, tell your dog. The babe is alive, well, and bigger, better than ever.
Love.
That's my hot take before I leave.
That's a sexy take.
It is, and it's true.
It's very true.
I'll stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it to the streets.
I love you.
I love you too.
And I thank you so much for being with me for these past few episodes.
It's been a pleasure.
And if you're into the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at Babe Podcast. You can become a patron on Patreon, patreon.com/babepodcast for bonus episodes and more. And like and subscribe, 5 stars on iTunes with a good rating.
Find me on Instagram.
Find Ed on Instagram at edrosty.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Babe?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.